This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The mass shooter who killed five people and wounded 17 others at Club Q in Colorado Springs pleaded guilty to 74 federal charges this afternoon. The plea deal reversed an earlier plea of not guilty. It carries 55 life sentences plus an additional 190 years in prison. The federal counts include 50 hate crime charges for the attack on the LGBTQ nightclub. Attorneys for a controversial Lakewood baker appeared before the Colorado Supreme Court today. Jack Phillips says he won't bake cakes he claims violate his Christian religious beliefs. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Phillips is no stranger to this kind of fight. He already went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in a previous case when he refused to make wedding cakes for gay couples. This current case stems from 2017, when a customer tried to order a cake celebrating her gender transition. That customer subsequently filed a discrimination lawsuit against Phillips. His side argues he's protected by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling from last year that found business owners cannot be required to create expressive designs contrary to their beliefs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Two people are dead after another small plane crashed in Colorado yesterday. The Steamboat Springs Fire Department says the Cessna 421 crashed into the West Acres Mobile Home Park and left two trailers engulfed in flames. Officials say all of the trailer park's residents are accounted for, but the plane's pilot and passenger died in the crash. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, this is the sixth small plane to crash in Colorado since the start of June. This is CPR News.